So I'm sitting here arsing about in the internet today, and for some reason I thought about the Isle of Wight Festival, and thought, might be a nice wee break. I'm not too sure when it was or when it is, but I'll have a look. So I went to the website, found out Neil Young's playing on the Sunday night. Now, I know Neil Young's a bit of an old hat and all that sort of stuff, but I'd love to see him, man. I've got loads of his albums, embarrassingly enough, but I do. And the Pixies are on. I thought the Pixies, that'll be all right. So it's quite a good lineup. You got the Prodigy, you got all that kind of stuff going on. Only one stage, right enough, but it's only the Isle of Wight. It's even a wee bit of comedy from Simple Minds, probably. But so I thought to myself, why not? I mean, the tickets, what, 120 quid? Bound to be sold out, because whenever I decide to go to a festival, especially lately, the tickets are always bloody long gone. So I clicked on the link for the tickets. Sure enough, tickets are still on sale. I thought, well, it's only about 5 or 6 weeks away from the actual event. Why are they not selling out? I mean, Neil Young's on the bill. I'm sure they could fill the whole Isle of Wight with people in Britain wanting to see Neil Young alone, never mind the comedy of Simple Minds. But, so I scanned through the website, and sure enough, I think I found the reason why the tickets are not sold out. It's got a link in red letters for drug detection dogs. So I think to myself, all right, what's this? I click on the link, and it takes you to a Hampshire Police website, and it's got a whole page on passive drug dogs. It says, if you come down to the woods today, you're in for a big surprise. Well, maybe not the woods, but if you come to a festival in Hampshire or the Isle of Wight in 2008, now I take it that means 2009 and all, then a nasty surprise is exactly what you'll be in for. Up to 10 passive drug detection dogs will be on duty for the entire duration of the festival, providing 24-hour coverage of all points of entry. The dogs are trained to locate and indicate on the wide spectrum of controlled substances and their derivatives. Right, so there you are. You've come from wherever you've come from. You've got to bloody, I don't know where it is, I can't remember. But you get that ferry crossing across the Isle of Wight. I should remember because I've worked in the Isle of Wight, but there you go. And you make your way at the festival, and all of a sudden you see these dogs, and you got your stash on you. Now, I don't do drugs, honest gov, but I tell you what, there's hundreds of thousands of festival goers who do, and a lot of people don't take drugs throughout the year and think, well, I'm going to a festival, I'm gonna have a little bit on the side, and really sort of like have a good time. I tell you what, the Isle of Wight are gonna lose a lot of ticket sales because of that, Oh man, I'd be so peed off if I took drugs to a festival and they took them off me. I've got a wee story about that. It's not about drugs, but I might tell you later. Anyway, so there you go. Isle of Wight Festival. It's never gonna sell out the year, but I carried on reading this website. And funnily enough, at the bottom of the page, it's got a bit about drug amnesty bins. Now, I find this fascinating. It says that there will be clearly marked drugs amnesty bins on the approach to the festival entry points. These are there for you to deposit any and all illegal drugs you may have on you. If you do this, you will not be spoken to regarding their use, and best of all, you get to experience the festival from inside the site instead of just hearing about it after the event from your mates who are actually allowed in. Now, drug amnesty bins, surely that they are open to abuse. Who's looking after them? Is it the cops? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go to the festival. Maybe I should just apply for a job looking for after one of those drug amnesty bins. Mate, you're either gonna get have a bloody good weekend or you can make a lot of money, you know what I mean?